producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. Victoria Jones joins us. Always a treat to have her on. Victoria, so we are, what, a day before the GOP debate, another one of these debates. Do you think we'll see anything exciting come out of this, more fireworks or nah?
Oh, I think we're going to see something come out of it because I think, first of all, I mean, CNN is determined to try and get some ratings. So I think Wolfblitzer wants to get something out of it. And for those candidates in the middle and for the stragglers and strugglers, they've got to make a mark. And meantime, Donald Trump is trailing Ted Cruz by 21 points in Iowa, according to the Des Moines Register Bloomberg News poll that came out on Saturday. And however much Donald Trump tweeted over the weekend disparaging things about that poll, it's a highly influential poll which has been very predictive of the Iowa results. So it's in his interests to claw his way back to the front, and he does that by attacking, which of course he did over the weekend by calling Ted Cruz a maniac.
Yeah, and I thought Ted Cruz was his one buddy, or it seemed it for a while anyway.
Guess
not.
No, they were frenemies, apparently.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, so good points in talking about the poll. He trashes a poll that actually does carry some weight to it. So do you think this maybe shows us that, hey, this is, you and I have said this before last week, the results season happens once we hit the new year, and when that starts, when people start to go and vote in these primaries, we could see a whole different landscape, right?
Absolutely. We could. And it doesn't look like anybody's planning to drop out. You know, I mean, even the people who aren't making the main debate stage, I mean, we do have two debates on Wednesday. We've got a, you know, we've got a kiddie table debate at 6 and a, you know, a biggie table debate going on at 8:39 Eastern. So the lower, I mean, George Pataki is still in the race.
How crazy is that? I know.
And
he's dug in. He's not going to let up.
No.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. I love it. It's interesting this political season. And Clinton just added to her lead in Iowa. So, you know, despite all the push for Bernie Sanders, isn't she still back to being the presumptive nominee for the Democrats?
She is, and she's lengthening her lead against Bernie Sanders, and I suspect that will only continue. I mean, Martin O'Malley is an also-ran, you know, to use racing jargon, which I know you're familiar with. He's a three-legged horse at this point, really, who's fallen at the water jump, I think. I think she is, and she's got to start working on some of her challenges, and one of them, frankly, is debating, and it would be smart if they had some more debates so that she could hone those skills right now. I mean, because she is a good debater, but these Republicans are getting an awful lot more practice.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. And then finally, this week, Congress, you know, they got to do something. They got to spend a new spending. They got to pass a new spending bill by Wednesday to avoid a shutdown. They will, right?
Probably, maybe not. I mean, the House and Senate are expected to vote on an omnibus spending bill and on a big package of mostly business-focused tax breaks this week. But they're expected to vote on the omnibus Wednesday in the House, but the Senate might need more time. And then in the Senate, all senators have to cooperate to move this omnibus spending package quickly. And it only takes one senator to sort of say, well, I object to this. And we know that there are individual senators who are quite capable of doing that. And then it could all get bogged down in procedural hurdles. That could hold it up for a week going into Christmas week.
Yeah, no kidding. It's going to be interesting to see. Absolutely. All right, Victoria Jones, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Reacted to ISIS, and you know, this is one of the things we keep talking about is what is the plan? What's the plan? What are we going to do about Islamic terror and what they're ultimately saying could happen in the United States? And what we see is the Islamic nations form a coalition themselves to fight terror. The FBI, in the meantime, says a U.S. man tried to help ISIS, and then the president threw in his two cents from the Oval about ISIS and combating ISIS. I'll tell you about the FBI and the FBI, what they're talking about. A Maryland man is charged with trying to help them, and the specifics of it, you know, this is the most horrific thing we can imagine, right? He's accused of getting about $9,000 to finance a terror attack in the United States. Mohammed Hishnoi, 30 years old of Edgewood, was arrested heading into the weekend, charged with attempting to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization, obstruction of an investigation, and making false statements. And bottom line is, luckily, they stopped him. They stopped him. First, he said he had gotten $4,000. Then he upped the ante to even more. And he was portraying himself as someone who was simply trying to scam some money from ISIL members, but they weren't buying it. He spent more money on a laptop. He had a bunch of pay-as-you-go phones and personal expenses. So they have some hardcore evidence on this guy. It certainly shows you, as the U.S. attorney said, that how terrorists can exploit modern technology to kind of, you know, inoculate, if you want, the people that they are trying to get to push on their side and do something as kind of a lone wolf person. It's, you know, the fear is we'll see more of this. Homeland Security said that the threat is out there, that there are, could be 900 terror cells in all. So he really got almost $9,000 from people he thought were connected to ISIS for nefarious purposes. So the FBI has him, and they're going to nail him on this, let's hope. Because this is exactly what we don't want to see happen in this country. And can we ill afford that? And the answer is no. Because how do you stop the terror that you don't see? How do you stop the people who are being radicalized on their own? And they're reaching out. And by the way, the Islamic nations, as I said, formed a coalition to fight terror. Smart on their part. Because this is what so many of you keep saying. Where is the pushback? Where is the blowback on all of this? And they're calling Muslim extremists a disease. 34 nations. That's big. I mean, this is coming as really the West is stepping up its game against ISIS. Coming up, Kate on the Road. Where are you traveling to this holiday season? Perhaps Phoenix. I was just there. It's kind of neat in the desert. I've always liked the desert. That and our correspondent Bob Phillips, next on America Tonight.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll free at 866- 867-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And I really had just a fabulous time. Every time I go there, I discover something new. I went on a little hike, and it was great, and the weather was wonderful. And I also had a chance to play golf, too, as well. And that's when I think of Phoenix. That's what I think of. I always think that it's kind of like a Christmas present. You can keep unwrapping it, and you'll find something new and exciting. So Kate on the Road this time takes you to Phoenix, and we've got Doug McKenzie, who joins us. He's the Director of Media Relations for Visit Phoenix. Hey, Doug, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Kate. Anytime.
So let's talk about Phoenix. And as I said, and seriously, I feel that way. I've been there for championships. I've been there for a Super Bowl. I've been there for college football, so sports, too, along the way. You have a great football team. When people come to Phoenix, what do you suggest, and I know this is just a tall task to try to break this down, but what are the top three things you would say, oh, please don't miss this on your first trip?
Oh, gee, there's so many things. The top three would be pretty hard, but I could certainly suggest many. As Phoenix is a mega event town, we hosted a Super Bowl last year and the national champ game in January, and we have the Final Four game in 2017. There's also so many small nooks and mom and pop wonderful restaurants that people can try. We just had 7 of our Greater Phoenix area chefs prepare dinner at the James Beard House in New York, and their selections of food is certainly amazing. So with 320 days of sunshine, you can see that the agritourism component is a wonderful avenue to explore. Some great restaurants. We make our own olive oil in Creek Olive Mill. We have such a variety of craft beer breweries that make their own beer, and of course, Arizona wine. Certainly, I would suggest anyone going in and exploring the desert. So many people have only seen cactus like we have in cartoons, and you'll have a real chance to see a very lush, exciting, living desert that is great for hikes, mountain biking. We have some good hot air balloons. And if you don't have time to go only 15 minutes from the urban core, you'll be in the desert for a great hike. Our Desert Botanical Garden has the largest collection of succulents in North America, and you'll see a wide range of wonderful cactus at these gardens. And, of course, our resorts are truly offer luxury accommodation with exciting spa treatments. They have certainly some Native American treatments that include mud. One resort has a hot golf ball massage.
Ooh.
Instead of using stones. Another one offers a caviar facial. So certainly an afternoon at the spa is always a fun respite when you're visiting our many, many resorts in our collection of hotels.
I love that you said that about cactus, because the cactus is really neat. There's all different kinds of cactus. And when I went on my hike and it was in the desert, that's exactly what I found. I was like, wow, it's like the landscape is changing right before my eyes, and I had no idea. So every corner, every bend, every switchback I went kind of through, I saw that, and I thought it was just absolutely fascinating. And the weather changes too, right? So it can be really warm during the day, depending on when you're there, but then at night it can be a little cooler.
Well, certainly being in the desert, the early mornings and the evenings, when you experience both lovely sunrise and sunsets with vibrant colors of turquoise, pink and purple coming over the mountains, it does get a little cooler for a light jacket or a sweater, but certainly I must say people can leave their parkas behind.
I like that you can leave your parkas behind. So, and you mentioned the food, and when I was there, I have to tell you, I can't remember the name of the restaurant. Oh, I want to say it's Roosty's Rooster or something like that. Does that sound familiar? I had...
Yes.
Roosty's Rooster.
Rustler's
I had
Roost, right?
Yes. Yeah, Rustler's Roost. That's it. Rustler's Roost. I had rattlesnake, and it was great. It tasted like chicken. Have you tasted the rattlesnake?
I have. That is some people's little delicacy, but we certainly have wonderful Pan-Asian food that's exciting. We have a good Thai food. We have some great sushi. And what we also have is some great wood-burning pizza places. We have four just in our downtown area. Our downtown Phoenix area is a wonderful place to visit with local restaurants. We have an area, Roosevelt Row, with art galleries, music, certainly wonderful cafes to eat, and they have a First Friday celebration of every month where thousands of people enjoy music and a wonderful walk through the Arts District. And into downtown from the airport, we have our wonderful light rail system that offers an astonishing $4 for unlimited light rail service for the day. So that's a bargain if you want to travel on light rail, too.
All right, there's some great suggestions. So you can take a hike, you can go get a spa treatment, you can go partake in some great food, do the Friday thing. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. Doug McKenzie, Director of Media Relations for Visit Phoenix, thanks so much for coming on Kate on the Road.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Thanks, Doug. Now we go to our correspondent for Kate on the Road, Bob Phillips. Take it away, Bob.
Hi, Kate. You know, with Christmas just around the corner, many Americans are wondering what cities they can visit to get into the Christmas spirit. Of course, there are the usual ones like New York City, Chicago, and Vail, Colorado. But what city goes so far as to change its name to Christmas? The city of McAdenville, North Carolina, is a small town about 20 minutes outside of Charlotte, and they get so much into the Christmas spirit that each December they change the name of their village to Christmastown, USA. More than 600,000 people visit Christmastown, USA to see the 500,000 lights and the 375 lighted trees. The goal of the organizers has always been, when people enter this small magical town, that they experience the Christmas of their childhood. Each year, the elementary school holds a contest for its students, and the winner has the privilege of pulling the big switch that turns on all the lights. They're currently celebrating their 60th year. 500 miles to the south in Florida, you will find not much snow, but you will find a small community of Christmas. Yes, Christmas, Florida. In keeping with the Yuletide spirit, the streets have such names as Candy Cane, Frosty, Rudolph, Blitzen, Donner, Dasher, Dancer, Cupid, and Comet. The original community was called Fort Christmas, named for the time of year the fort was built in 1837. Christmas is located about 20 miles east of Orlando. The small post office sees plenty of activity prior to the holidays because people come from miles around to have their Christmas cards and holiday mail postmarked Christmas, Florida. And even in summer, the post office is decorated for the holidays with a wreath on the outside and a Christmas tree in the lobby. Only in Christmas, Florida. Happy holidays, everyone. Back to you, Kate.
Thanks, Bob. You know, it's interesting because I look at some of the great places, and he's talking about the great places to spend Christmas, and I'm someone that's, I've lived in so many places, as you all know. I've had the fortune, the great fortune, to live all over this fabulous country, from the West Coast to California, grew up in the East Coast, lived in the Midwest, lived in the Southeast, lived in the South, Southwest. You get the idea. My family at one point talked about, and it was so crazy expensive, but we talked about going to Hawaii for Christmas and how beautiful it would be to be on the islands. And I don't know, to me, I like the whole cold weather thing. I love Hawaii, but I like the whole cold weather thing. And Hawaii, when we looked, even looked into the hotels, wow, it was crazy expensive. But it's a time when a lot of people go and they visit, especially Honolulu, Maui, and all those places in between in the islands. The big islands, always super, super crowded. People who own condos keep it for their families. Another great place makes me think of our fabulous listener, Izzy, who moved to Malta just about a month ago. Christmas in Malta is a very, very big year. Every year, the people that live there open their shutters and their garage doors, and they display, like, their holy crib confections, let's just put it that way, like all kinds of candies and cool things and life-size nativity deals all over the place. And it's huge. It's a very, very, very big deal. They even have an experience where they put it in the middle of the, I want to say it's in the middle of these abandoned fields, where they have actors and families. I mean, all the villagers go there. I guarantee Izzy's probably hanging out there somewhere right now in Malta. So we're getting closer to the holidays, travel time. It's great. And next week we'll regale you with more tales with Kate on the road.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We recognize that progress needs to keep coming faster. No one knows that more than the countless Syrians and Iraqis living every day under ISIL's terror, as well as the families in San Bernardino and Paris and elsewhere who are grieving the loss of their loved ones.
That is President Obama, you know, talking about, here we go again, ISIS and the handling of ISIS, and ultimately what everybody fears is, what does that mean here in the United States? What are the policies? You've heard some of the top generals say we have to have some boots on the ground, not full massive amounts of bodies, but we have to have more soldiers teaching others how to combat what is happening in the quicksand at the sites of ISIS strongholds, so that there can be less and less possibilities of ISIS infiltrating the U.S. But I think it's more a question of ideology and where that ideology, frankly, is going. Actually, to me, that's the scariest part of this whole thing. Saudi Arabia announcing the Islamic Anti-Terror Alliance. I talked about that in the beginning of the show. That's a big deal. The fact is this is an elusive bunch, and the quicker, the swifter we are at stomping out as many terrorists that we can, the better. However, easier said than done, and we've seen that. Every time it seems like there's a big hit or the coalition is ahead in some way, boom! They strike again. Just look at Paris. How awful is that? We're not that far removed from what happened in Paris. San Bernardino, for goodness sake. Talk to the families who had to bury loved ones just a week ago. It's a shock that I think will take a long time to deal with for anybody. who had anyone killed at a holiday work party. It's senseless. There's no way to make any sense of it, period. Coming up, true or false, Patrick Eggdorf will join us. We get to see if he can play my little game well. Actually, he's such a good sport, and there's some interesting true or falses in the queue, as I would like to say. All right, America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, so we swing in a lot of different directions to talk about more than just the same old thing. ISIS, we know, has to be eliminated. Can you really eliminate a terror group 100%? The answer is no. Obama talked about military gains, but talked about, you know, no strategy shift in this fight. Only a few minutes at the Pentagon on Monday. First he was at the Oval, talking with his pals. Then he was at the Pentagon. And they outlined some of the recent successes, but really didn't offer any kind of a new plan towards stopping the global threat. Not much there. In the meantime, charges against Bo Bergdahl, and there was big reaction to this, referred to trial by the court-martial. So what does that mean? And you know the whole Bo Bergdahl thing. That's I deserted, and that was the 5-for-1 exchange from Gitmo. But this is a high-profile case, needless to say. So it was referred for trial. That's exactly what it means, for court-martial. This goes back to the whole desertion thing. So probably a huge blow to the defense team. They were pushing for a low-level referral. He was released from captivity last year in exchange for 5 Taliban detainees from Guantanamo, as I mentioned, later charged with desertion, misbehavior before the enemy, accused of abandoning his post before he was captured. The announcement was today that both charges are being referred to by a general court-martial. Not good for him. An arraignment hearing date at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, hasn't been set at this point. Remember, he was held by the Taliban for 5 years when he walked off his post in Afghanistan. The trade, I think, ruffled more than a few feathers between the White House and Congress, because on the Hill, they weren't really informed of the deal. Last week, Republicans, in fact, on the House Armed Services Committee released a 98-page report that basically slapped the administration, saying they violated the law by not giving Congress a 30-day notice on the transfer of Guantanamo detainees to Qatar. Needless to say, it's a very strange situation. If you think about Obama in the Rose Garden with Bergdahl's parents to talk about his release. And remember, this was supposed to be a big coming out party. Oh, there was going to be a parade in Idaho. And then you had several members of his platoon starting to talk about how dangerous it was as they went to search for him. Some of the things that were said, and now here we are. And this is where we've gotten. General court-martial desertion. So this is a huge blow to the administration, too. Fort Leavenworth, I say that's where he's headed. Some people are already mentioning Bergdahl in the same breath as presidential pardon. Because remember, the president, before he leaves office, gets some pardons. So he could pardon Bergdahl. It's funny because another name that comes up, do you think there is any chance? Let me just throw it out there. Is there any chance that he pardons Bergdahl? Or some are saying maybe Ed Snowden gets pardoned. But Ed Snowden is hidden away in Russia. So would he really pardon Snowden? I think there's more of a chance, that we would see, you know, the opposite. Crazy. I mean, crazy when you sit and really think about it. And that is a magic wand for a president. And it's often the hot wire when they're the kind of in-your-face, ha-ha, to whoever went after whatever the scenario was, like Bergdahl, Snowden. And the Snowden debate in this country is so far from over because, you know, on one hand, no Snowden, the ridiculous amount of metadata and the things that were happening with our phone calls wouldn't have been revealed. On the other hand, he signs a confidentiality agreement to be a contractor with the government. And really what it shows is the, not to dig back into history, but the NSA's stupidity. Because you would think that there would be more checks and balances with whatever the secret material is that they have. But there was no checks and balances, so that's what you get with that kind of a situation. And Ed Snowden is doing more and more appearances. So I think that push will continue to keep him in the public eye. I mean, and who knows? I could be completely wrong. Maybe somehow he gets, you know, maybe he gets a presidential pardon. By the way, when we hit the airwaves in our next show, you know we're going to be talking about the Republican debate. And of course, because the Republicans are debating again. A full table, a full day, or full night, I shouldn't say day, full night of debates between the contenders. What kind of clash are we going to see between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump? Trump continues, no matter what poll you seem to look at, Trump continues to be up by 27 points. So he is the cattle prod in the rear end of the Republican Party. Because trying to figure out what to do with Donald Trump has been a hair-raising experience for the people who set the tone for the GOP, the kingmakers, not psyched about Donald Trump. I mean, and he's warning. He's pretty much laid it out. Look out, because I will take a very big stand. A very big stand. And CNN, of course, they're ramping up for this debate. They'd love to see the fireworks. If Cruz and Trump go after each other, or anybody else on that stage for that matter, woohoo! It's big time bucks for them because they've got these advertisers that are pumping some serious cash into a fledgling network. I mean, Trump definitely had that right. And the questions that now could be knocked down, I think, make this one a pretty interesting watch. Not shockingly, I think this debate get some pretty high ratings, as all of them have across the board. Coming up, true or false, Donald Trump decided to rip on Major League Baseball for continuing to ban Pete Rose. We'll ask Patrick next.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Eggdorf, step into the lion's den. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Kate.
I like how you just so deadpan. I'm ready. Whatever, lady. Just throw it at me.
Bring it on.
All right, first one. Donald Trump, did he rip Major League Baseball for banning Pete Rose again?
I'm going to say true for that one.
True. Ding, 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 ding. Of course he ripped Major League Baseball. Pete Rose is somebody who I interviewed a couple of times in my career. He's awesome to talk to. It's like he knows everything about baseball and he has no filter. So it's fun to talk about him. However, I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, but why should he be back in the great game of baseball? Trump tweeted out, "Can't believe Major League Baseball just rejected Pete Rose for the Hall of Fame. He's paid the price so ridiculous, so let him in." I don't know. I think there's kind of, I think there's some kind of confusion here. And Trump, and I don't know why anyone hasn't caught this, he's saying, "I can't believe that they're not letting him in the Hall of Fame." That's not what they're talking about. Rob Manfred, who is the commissioner of baseball, rejected his reinstatement plea and, went through a 4-page decision that showed Rose continues to bet on baseball and failed to disclose that until he was pressed. There was a lifetime ban put in place in 1989 after he gambled as the manager of the team, blah, blah, blah. So, Major League Baseball didn't actually reject Rose from the Hall of Fame. That's what Trump is implying, because that's what the writers do. It was just, it just kept him ineligible, if you want to look at it that way. That's what it is. They just uphold the ban. And there's no question. I mean, he's the all-time hit king, 4,256 career base hits. It's incredible. 17 All-Star games. We could go on and on. And he won 3 World Series titles. He had a spectacular career. But he had problems with the whole gambling thing, which was a complete no-no in baseball. And I know you could say, well, there's other things that players have done, but yeah, we can't compare. Oh, someone was a raging alcoholic. Somebody did PEDs. We know they're paying the price for that for sure. All right, let's move on to another one. How about hoverboards? It seems hoverboards, Amazon knows that there's some problems with hoverboards, but they're going to continue to sell them because they're such a big deal during this holiday season. True or false, Patrick?
I'm going to say false.
False. You are right. Hoverboard fires are being investigated by the feds. I was at a conference, as you know, over the summer in Washington, D.C., and there was a guy that had a hoverboard, and he was riding up and down the aisles and demonstrating, hey, this is really cool, and this is what all the really cool people like. But now it's interesting to see how they catch on fire, and it's been brutal what's happened with the hoverboards. It's just, they can just go up like that at a moment's notice. I guess it just depends. So Amazon sent sellers a notice asking for proof that their gadgets are compliant with the safety standards, including the battery and charger and all that sort of stuff. So, yes, they will not be selling them. They can't do the hoverboard thing, so they don't want to take the liability. If more people get hurt, of course they don't want to have that happen. Let's move on to another one. How about this? Bill Cosby, turnabout is fair play, I suppose, is what he's saying. So Bill Cosby is suing 7 accusers in his sexual harassment, etc., cases that are popping up against him. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
It is true. Boy, you're on a roll tonight. Bill Cosby did decide he was going to sue 7 for defamation. He's looking for damages and retractions. So he's looking for them to say they're sorry and it's not true. The comedian countersued the 7 who sued him for defamation by saying he sexually assaulted them. The women hurt his reputation so much that plans for a new family comedy on NBC were derailed. That's what the claim says. The women, they say in the suit, made malicious, opportunist, and false and defamatory accusations of sexual misconduct against Cosby. Yeah. Not surprised, it's a tactic, it's a maneuver. Don't know that that's going to go much of anywhere. I'm not so sure about that. They have so many stories about Cosby. The assaults of over 4 decades and the whole thing of drugging women. I just find it hard that there would be all this collusion among all these women. That doesn't make sense. The founder of Chipotle, the CEO, apologized. They've had problems lately for food and people getting sick on Chipotle food. He said, I believe that this will be the safest restaurant. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
True. He did apologize for that. And he was probably smart to do that because so many people were saying, whoa, what is up with this? It's the second illness outbreak linked to Chipotle in 2 months. So what are you going to do? All you can do is apologize. You're stuck. So that's what has happened. Because they are sinking fast. The norovirus is brutal. They're saying the norovirus. They're saying every restaurant will be completely sanitized. Every single employee will have been tested and assured they do not have the norovirus. And, you know, that's the whole thing with Chipotle. We're safer, we're fresher. Come hang with us at Chipotle. You won't be disappointed. Yeah. As long as you don't get the norovirus. Otherwise, forget it. And I think we're going to continue to see that stock dip. I don't know how they bounce back completely from that. I mean, maybe eventually. The good thing is we live in a world where the way we consume media, it's instantaneous. So if something else comes along, that may just bump it out. It just may bump it out. But who knows? So if you re-rack, what an interesting true or false this was, where we started with Trump and the Major League Baseball ban on Pete Rose and his reaction to that. Next time we meet, and I mentioned this before, we'll be talking about the Republican debate, who fared well, are the polls running neck and neck with what's really happening. Interesting to watch. That's why I say I'm the poll princess. If you sit on the polls long enough, you'll see some movement here and there. But is it enough movement to change the minds of people who have already decided they voted, who have already decided who they're going to vote for? There's no lag team or lag time. There is a team, but there's no time in between. None. And by the way, this quick Christmas tip for all of you, if you are buying a drone, very popular, you better remember the FAA is announcing drone registration rules as these reports of higher soaring dangers are just going up and up and up and up. People not paying attention to what they're doing with the drone. Therefore, the FAA is going to pay attention to you because it's just too dangerous with where they're flying, which I find hard to believe, except for that there are some powerful drones and people with super powerful drones that are flying them near airports and getting them into trouble. I totally get it. Hey, thanks for hanging with us. See ya.
Somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.